So we're back at work after Christmas break and New Year celebrations. Hope you had a really good Christmas and a really good New Year. And it sucks to be back at work, doesn't it? Yeah. And so we may have made New Year's resolutions. We may have decided that we're going to do certain things in our lives. But have you taken time to stop and think about your New Year's resolutions for your website? What is it that you want to achieve with your website over this coming year? The trouble is, you walk back into work, don't you, on the first day, and you sit down and you're faced with this pile of email, and you start working through the email, and before you know it, you're just sucked into the day-to-day grind that you were doing just before you went away. The problem with the website is that it doesn't demand or shout at you. It doesn't demand your attention in the same way as people do. It's easy for your website to slip to the bottom of your list of priorities, when actually, it probably needs to be nearer the top. So before you get sucked back into everything, before you get sucked back into the mundane of daily work life, take a few moments to think about your resolutions for your website. What do you want to achieve in your website in 2010? Now, perhaps that's a bit ambitious to set a whole year's worth of aims and objectives for your website at this stage. But what about the next 6 months? What do you want to achieve out of your website in the next 6 months? Now, I'm not talking about a big detailed business plan. I'm talking about half a dozen bullet points that just outline your main priorities on your site. It may be to increase your readership. It may be to increase the leads coming from your website. Or there's a whole load of different things you could do. Try and make them as specific as possible and as measurable as possible. And then once you've done that, I just encourage you to add into your calendar once a month a 15-minute review slot where you look at those points and say, have I made progress on those? So that they don't just get lost. You know, you write this nice list and then it just gets lost and never dealt with. Just review that once a month and see how you're progressing. See whether your website is actually moving in the direction you want it to. It's much better to be proactive and have a plan and a strategy rather than being reactive of just doing the website when it gets in a real state and needs attention. So anyway, that's my New Year's tip to kick you off. Hope you have as good a New Year as I plan to have. I'm sure 2010 is going to be a good one.